This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's safe to say that Glo Wellman knows parenting. She's been at it for 33 years now as a mother, almost as long as she's been teaching child development at Santa Rosa Junior College and working with the California Parenting Institute. So when she decided to summarize what she knows into a book, she realized it would be best to break the information down into short segments.
Parents are busy. Life is crazy. And parents and teachers, too, don't necessarily have the time to sit down and read a whole chapter. Maybe they'll get to a page. So I had the idea to write a little essay for each day of the year. So this little book is a book of inspiration, encouragement, ideas for parents and teachers.
The result is Guiding Their Way Day by Day, a collection of brief thoughts on ways to recognize, respond to, and shape the emerging person each child becomes.
The most recurring theme is, as adults in children's lives, what can we do to support them, to guide them, to help children grow to be all that they can be? That's the overreaching theme.
Within those 366 daily musings, yes, there's one for leap day too, Wellman touches on several other important recurring subjects.
There's a lot in here about child development, what's normal, what's typical at various ages. There's information in here about communication. How do we talk with them so that we are doing the best we can to connect with them?
It wasn't that long ago that parents had few outside resources to refer to in raising their children. Dr. Spock was the main and almost only authority for a generation or more. That's very different now, Wellman notes, and attitudes about some things have also changed noticeably, such as corporal punishment.
Spanking has taken a back seat culturally. People are encouraged to communicate, to offer choices, to be clear about what the consequences are. In the last 30 years, we went from having a few books on the market around parenting issues to thousands and thousands of books. So there's all kinds of ideas out there. Also, there are resources like the California Parenting Institute where you can go and participate in support groups and feel like you're not so alone in your parenting.
Despite all the classes, activities, camps, and other enrichment resources available to children now, Wellman says the single most important one remains unchanged.
One of the most important things we can give to kids is our time. Sitting down, reading books together. I think one of the best resources we have in our community are public libraries. But what studies have also shown is that there's all these things that kids can do, but probably the primary thing that protects children from future life difficulties and ensures their future success is positive, loving, nurturing relationships with family members and with role models.
Wishing you a happy Mother's Day, I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.